Today we're building a jacked brake groove in Ableton Lev 12 that feels smoky, worn in and warehouse ready. Think old school jungle energy, but with a modern, controlled punch. The aim here is not just to slice a brake and loop it. We want the brake to feel played, nudged, abused a little, and then locked back into a tight system that can carry a full DNB drop. This kind of drum programming matters because in jungle and darker drum and bass, the brake is the identity. It's the thing that creates movement against the sub, tension against the bass line, and that human push and pull that keeps the tune alive. If the brake is too clean, it feels sterile. If it's too loose, it falls apart. So our job is to live in that sweet spot where it sounds rough, but still hits hard on a club system. Start by choosing a brake that already has some attitude. You want strong snares, some ghost notes, and a bit of room tone. Classic Amen style material works great, but any funk break with movement and bite can do the job. Drag it into an audio track and set your tempo somewhere around 170 to 176 BPM, depending on whether you want more jungle bounce or darker rolling DNB pressure. Now, before we chop anything, deal with warp carefully. If the break is already close to tempo, don't overprocess it. Use warp only as much as you need. Beats mode is often best for sharper transient control, while Complex Pro can help if you need to preserve the tone of the break. Keep transient preservation fairly modest so the hits stay punchy, but don't gridlock the loop so hard that it loses its drag. A little drift is part of the charm. A smart move here is to consolidate a 1-bar or 2-bar section that has a good groove, then duplicate it before you chop. That gives you a safe version to fall back on if you get too aggressive later. Next, slice the break to a new MIDI track and let Ableton create a drum rack. Use transient slicing rather than fixed regions so the natural hits become your palette. Now listen through the chops and think in hit rolls, not just slices. Ask yourself, which slice is the anchor kick? Which one is the emotional snare? Which ones are ghost notes, which are hat fragments, and which ones are just texture? That mindset is huge. In a smoky jungle groove, every chop needs a job. If it doesn't clearly serve the rhythm, mute it. Build your pattern as a 2-bar phrase first. Don't rush straight into a full 4-bar loop. Keep some spaces empty on purpose. Negative space is part of the groove. A lot of the power in this style comes from what you leave out. For the main feel, keep the snare doing the heavy lifting. Put the main backbeat on 2 and 4. Then decorate around it with smaller fragments. Add ghost taps before or after the snare, little hat slices on offbeats, and maybe a kick pickup or drag before the end of bar 2. That kind of unevenness makes the loop feel like a drummer is pushing the groove forward. Use note length as a groove tool too. Short notes make the pattern feel tight and edited. Longer notes let slices overlap and smear into each other, which can give that jacked, slightly abused texture. For a darker vibe, I like to keep the ghost notes shorter and the main hits a little more open. Now bring in the groove pool. A subtle swing setting can do a lot here. Something like MPC 16 swing at a light amount, with timing around 10-25% and a little random and velocity variation, can create just enough human drag without losing the club focus. That swing matters because the drums need to feel animated against the rigid bass ecosystem. It gives the sub something heavier to lean against. Open up the drum rack chains and shape the chops. If you want more control, load the slices into simpler so you can fine-tune the start point, the tail, and the decay. On your strong hits, preserve the transient. On the ghost notes, shorten the tail so they act like punctuation instead of clutter. A really important detail here is micro timing. Don't quantize everything to death. Let a few kicks sit slightly early for urgency. Let a couple of hats sit slightly late for drag. Maybe add one snare drag that leads into bar 2 or bar 4. These tiny shifts are what make the break feel alive. Also, preserve a bit of dirt in the edges. If you clean every transient perfectly, the break loses that warm warehouse character. You want chop, not surgery. Once the pattern is working, route the whole drum rack to a drum bus or group it and process it like one instrument. Start with EQ8 and clean up the low end if needed. Usually you only need a gentle high pass down around 25 to 35 Hz, just to remove the very bottom rumble. Then listen for boxiness in the low mids, maybe around 250 to 450 Hz, and shave that if the break feels cloudy. If the hats start getting harsh, make a small dip around 7 to 10 Khz. After EQ, add drum bus for attitude. A little drive goes a long way. Some crunch can roughen the transient edge, and a tiny amount of boom can add weight. But be careful not to turn the drum bus into mud. You want punchy and worn, not overcooked. Use the transient control to balance the snap. If the chops are too spiky, soften them a touch. If they're too soft, give them a bit more bite. Then use saturator for controlled grime. A modest amount of drive with analog clip enabled can add that pushed, smoked out feel. Just make sure the output is compensated properly, so you're not fooling yourself with volume. Louder is not always better. In this style, density matters more than sheer level. If you want width, keep it under control. The low end should stay centered. Only the noisy top texture should spread out a bit. That mono core is what keeps the drums grounded and heavy. Now let's add a second layer underneath, because this is where the smoke really comes in. Duplicate the break onto another track, low pass it, and make it a texture layer. This should be felt more than heard. Think room tone, dust, and movement. You can process it with EQ8, Redux for a little grit, auto filter for slow motion, and maybe a short dark reverb if you want a sense of space. That layer is there to make the main break feel like it lives in a real room. It helps sell the warehouse illusion. If the main chop feels too clean, this layer makes it sound like the break has history. A really advanced move here is to resample a few bars of the processed break, then chop the resample again. That can give you accidental microfills, crushed transients, and little weird moments that feel more authentic than anything you draw in by hand. Sometimes the second generation chop sounds more committed, like that audio has been through gear and come back tougher. Now think about the relationship between drums and bass. The break should not be fighting the bass line every second. Let them trade dominance. For example, keep the bass sparse in the first couple of bars so the break can speak. Then let the bass hit harder in the next phrase while the break becomes a little more restrained. In darker rollers, this call and response approach keeps the tune breathing. If you're using a sub or a reese, keep the sub mono and make sure it isn't masking the snare transient. Leave a little pocket around the snare. That tiny gap is what makes the drum hit feel bigger. The more room the snare gets, the more authority the whole drop has. Arrangement is where this really comes alive. Don't just loop one pattern forever. Use automation to evolve the energy over 8, 16, and 32 bars. Filter cutoff on the break bus is a great place to start. You can also automate reverb sends on snare ghosts for occasional throws, or push the drum bus drive a little harder when the drop needs more attitude. A strong structure could look like this. Start with filtered break fragments and atmosphere, then bring in the full chopped break with restrained bass, then add a fill every few bars and push the drive a little more, then strip things back for a switch-up, where the hats and snares breathe, and finally dissolve into a DJ-friendly outro with room tone and filtered fragments. That kind of arrangement makes the track feel intentional. It's not just a loop, it's a performance. Before you call it done, check the groove in context. Put the break against the bass line and any stabs, then switch to mono for a moment. If the drum groove still punches in mono, you're in good shape. Check that the kick and sub aren't fighting below about 120 Hz. Make sure the snare has body without sounding boxy. Watch the top end too, because warehouse vibes want grit, not sparkle. This is also the stage where you make micro edits. Shorten any tails that blur the next snare. Move one ghost note slightly earlier or later if it helps the pocket. Mute one chop every 8 bars so the return feels stronger. This is the advanced part. Sometimes the best move is removing the wrong 5%. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't overquantize every chop. The whole point is to keep some pressure and movement. Second, don't use too many slices at full level. Give the hits a hierarchy. Third, don't let the break and the sub fight each other. Fourth, don't overprocess the drum bus until it stops sounding like a break. And finally, don't forget arrangement. One loop cannot carry a whole record on its own. If you want to push the sound even darker, try resampling your processed break and rechopping it. Use very short reverb throws on individual snares rather than the whole loop. Keep stereo width mostly in the texture layer. Add just a faint vinyl or noise bit if the break feels too sterile. And if the break still sounds too clean, subtle redux or saturation can help give it that worn sample feel. Here is a good practice challenge. Build a 2-bar dark jungle loop using one break. Slice it by transients. Program a main backbeat with at least 3 ghost hits. Add one fill before the phrase repeats. Apply subtle swing. Process the drum bus with EQ, drum bus, and mild saturator. Then create a low-pass texture layer underneath. Add one filter move and one reverb throw. Check it in mono, and remove one chop that doesn't help the groove. If it makes you nod after 8 bars, you're on the right track. If not, simplify and edit again. In this style, groove comes from intention, not from quantity. So the big takeaway is this. Jacked breaks become powerful in DNB when they're chopped with purpose. swung subtly, processed with control, and arranged like a performance. Choose a break with natural attitude. Let the snare carry the emotion. Keep the low end clean and mono. Use automation to shape the energy. And always remember, the goal is not just to make a break loop. The goal is to make the drums carry the whole warehouse mood.